Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, heroin can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead inside a house, 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out.
Lyric
killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Call in and speak with the man in the streets. This is Al Porter, man in the street, chapter 8, verse 41. For those trying to send in music, commercials, you name it, emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxradio@gmail.com. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation and an acronym for Music Activism News. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. With a period. You can also, for those online checking us out at Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to do what a couple of our numbers did, like the area codes 216, area code 702. You can definitely call 646-478-0944. You can also Facebook Champagne Bang. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Lake City or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, call back, or if you didn't do so, press that one key. Let's go with a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment based on the results and how people felt. Marketing that happened, stuff like that. Number 10, you can Facebook CLE, quotation marks, join us in demand, another quotation, the Trump /Pence regime must go -now. Ooh, what an exclamation point. Okay, CLE, join us and demand the Trump-Pence regime must go. That will happen this coming Saturday, Market Square, Cleveland, West Side, across from the West Side Market from 1 to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and that Saturday, November 2nd. Number 9, you could Facebook Open Mic Poetry Slam. More on that in just a little while. Number 8, Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, number 211, and other events. More on that in just a little while. Number 7, you can Facebook October OCT period 31 with the ST after that. Radio Show Fun and Fan Appreciation. And also you can Facebook on top of that Trick or Treat with Black on Black Crime, Inc. and Iced Out Productions. More on that in just a little while. Number six, of course, what had to happen? Whenever you have home opener with the Cavaliers, boom, there it is. I think they're doing another one, another game where they're bringing in like 2,000 seniors. I would think that's Wednesday to face the Bulls. I think all that bad publicity of poor little rich boy Dan Gilbert, as well as the different protests that happened there, here and there, all of that, I think that's going to cause them to give back a whole lot. Number five, Facebook, answer to State of the City, which happened last Wednesday, City Hall steps, Fathers Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army. Number four, you could Facebook Immortal Technique, the Middle Passage Tour, last Tuesday, Grog Shop. Number three, you can Facebook, it was just last night with BWE, 216 Clapback, which was held at Kings and Queens. Lyrical Storm made her debut. Rob Cardelli, questions answered. Miss T, number two. It happened last week, even continued on after our show. It was a big jump. Sheba Dog 1, which happened last Monday at Mahal's in Lakewood. Big shout out to OG Media. Here's a story of, and I know these things can happen in a weird way because I've had a person who's come through from myself, Brother Suave. We have a brother who came through from Japan looking for nothing but 90s music on cassettes, CDs. He'll take vinyls and other things in hip-hop like 80s to 90s, maybe early 2000s. But to them, this is the big thing. So here you got a young artist. Dude says, hey, this is hot. It's hitting hot. I'm going to do a one-way ticket and show Bone Thugs and Harmony and get on the same way they did when they went to see EZ. Came to St. Clair, got his behind robbed. But fortunately, OG Media and some other people came through to partner up, help the young person out. Then the producer of my music, Big H, got involved, ended up in a news media story, which caused me to get further involved. And it's a good thing to see the brother making it out on all fronts. Number one, the biggest jump, you could Facebook Blueprint to Eliminating Injustice Reform. More on that in just a little while as I see another phone caller get on here. I should let people know the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting is Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe and East 152nd Street, St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue and Ivanhoe as well. The number one, number 37 passes by. The number 28 does pass by Ivanhoe and Euclid Avenue. Just know that the number 28 bus is a little bit longer walk, but at least you get your cardiovascular on. And let me get rid of the fact of three shows that have something in common. Life Obstacles, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Art McCoy Radio, Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. MC Chill Talk, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. All three, WERE, 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. Now, I'm going to at least say I thank you all for continuing to listen to what is happening. I'm going to go to the first person who's on the phone line, the 216-400-400. How are you doing out there? 216-400 going what? 400 going twice? Yeah, I appreciate that. At least you didn't hang up on me, and I can appreciate that. The reason I can say that is because usually sometimes people don't want to follow the rules. So before I go to the 216-209 or the 216-255, I must say that I'll be getting to that 702 area code. But before I do, see, I know what you're saying. You would go and tell folks, well, he said he was going to say something, but he never said anything. And I can appreciate the fact that you want to bust my chops. So if you did look at Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., INC, period, Hip Hop Workshop, number 211 and other events, that is this coming Saturday, November 2nd. That's Saturday, November 2nd. And it is located at 1899 Berkman Hall, formerly Main Classroom Building. It's East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue. The thing about it is, you can be mean, but keep it clean. We have rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live, DJ Regal Stewart, DJ Dollar Rock, DSE Down Solid Entertainment, tributes and hip-hop, plus Ronnie B, hip-hop workshop news, as well as the fact that we will definitely have a few videos that will be shown. We will also let people know that we look forward to having you there, as this coming week we'll find out more about that 2020 vision, Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County, and we will also pay tribute to Doris Pearson, a.k.a. Queen Dot. Tributes will come from such people as Dolores Gray of Brickhouse Wellness, Brother Suave Gotti, DJ Dollar Rock, Al Porter Jr., and many more. Also, we will definitely have a lot of giveaways. So I just want to let you know that now. And also, we look forward to letting you know that also this coming Friday at 7:30 p.m., Speak Up Open Mic Poetry Slam at Cleveland State University's Black Studies Department, which is definitely Howard Mims Center. Very, very, it's 7:30 p.m. Free food. You can come through. You can just pay, I do believe, $5 into the poetry slam itself. But other than that, you can take everything in. It is free of charge. So, of course, I want to implore and ask people to feel free to definitely be a part of it. I also want to say to all the Browns fans out there before I go to the phone line, you kind of knew we weren't going to beat the Patriots. It would have been that some way in the NFL somebody had been paid off. But I will say one thing I find is very interesting. I remember Bill Belichick. You know, he had his 300th win over us yesterday, and he was well known for Metcalf up the middle. Now, yeah, send the smallest guy and run him up the middle and expect something sane to happen. I guess Kitchen's job will probably be known if he stays long, if they keep him, or whatever they do is going for. The worst inopportune time to go to for your first down when you're fourth down and 16 or fourth down and 11 and you're deep in your own area and the only thing that saves you is the opposition misses their field goal, because 9 times out of 10, you are not going to at least be able to, yeah. The most inopportune times to go for fourth down and long, I'm going to go to 702 area code. It's an outside area code outside of the 216440 region that I'm used to. For all I know, it could be calling me from Pennsylvania to say that, yeah, Steelers are still better than. Anyway, let's go to the 702 area code. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing just fine, Porter. This is Mike Carter. The 702 is a Las Vegas, Nevada area code. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm an international cat, so I'm not going to go ahead and change my phone code for anybody.
I'll see you.
Yeah. So I don't have a whole lot to say. I will go ahead and begin my my lecture series on Saturday. But if you have any questions for me, I'll be glad to answer them for you.
No problem. What can we expect from your lecture series?
Well, like I said, for starters, we're going to start with the importance of the census, not just when it is or what's involved, but the importance of it, as well as a flip side to why a lot of folks don't get involved in the census, because a lot of folks don't want to get counted, or they don't think it'll matter any, or think that the local or state government will be able to provide funding for any services just for being counted as part of the population. Now, I say that because, I mean, this thing happens every 10 years, and who knows exactly how many people not only are born within those 10 years, but how many are how many have passed away? So that can, those numbers can fluctuate, or in certain cases they can even out. I mean, with either sickness, natural causes, death, you know, like my mother passing away last month, or
right.
you know, a lot of these folks that have lost their lives, a lot of these children who have lost their lives. I mean, the numbers can fluctuate, and then depending on the area that the census takes place in, the demographics can change gradually as well. So that's just the tip of the melting iceberg that I have on it.
Gotcha. I'm looking forward to the beginning of the lecture series, and I thank you for considering being a part of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. We really appreciate you.
Not a problem.
No problem. Feel free to definitely hold a line, and trust me, we will do our best to make sure you're entertained and there'll be some edutainment in as well. Thank you once again. And
I greatly appreciate it.
No problem. And I like, no problem. I like what he just said, though. I like that. International, which he is, Mr. International himself. I appreciate it. Before I get to the other people who are online, let's just go back in the past before I go into anything in the future. And I would like to thank everybody who was a part of the Blueprint to Eliminating Injustice in Criminal Justice Reform 2019, where the theme was Freedom Comes with Knowledge and Comprehension Stops Incarceration. Of course, believe it or not, we did manage to deal with Ohio legislation with criminal justice, felons, job opportunities, Cuyahoga County Jail, the Bail Project, Obie Shelf. Now, remember, this was starting from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. So it was very interesting because Obie Shelton showed up at 3 p.m. when everything ended and had to give him this nice little car and drive away. Wow. Here's the first. The violinist or the so-called serious musician showed up late. And Suave Gotti, who was on the flyer to entertain, he showed up early and on time. Wow. Anyway, the moderator, Downtown Donna Brown, community activist, BBCI field general, and the panelists included Billy Sharp, Brother Kareem Nafi from Black Lives Matter, Cleveland. That's where Brother Abdul was from. Brenda Bickerstaff. You also had Michael Canty, Laverne Jones-Gore, who's running 11th Congressional District against Marsha Fudge. You also had attorney Eddie Siplin from Summit County, attorney Adele Pasalacqua from Cuyahoga County, some loudmouth brother by the name of Al Porter Jr. And all I could do was, I'll get back in that just a little while, but you had words of encouragement from Rob Frost, who's the Republican County, Cuyahoga County chairperson who came through. You had a Q&A with audience, which went till about, instead of the 40 minutes, it went till about 50 minutes. So you had people there like BWE, Black House Sounds, Open Mic members, National Action Network, NAACP, Euclid, Peter Corrigan, Brick House Wellness, Black Lives Matter, Cleveland was even in attendance in the audience, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army. Zanzibar did the food there. So if you're talking about pizza, mac and cheese, scalloped potatoes, tenders, wingettes, fried green tomatoes, nah, it was not a box lunch. And definitely Miss Jacobs, I thank her and her catering service. They brought peach cobbler, red velvet cake. And the one thing that I got a chance to speak on was the fact that what caused me to be able to say I'm on the panel is because if you see an injustice, you deal with it, you know, work and everything like that, but you find time to squeeze time in, even if you have to cut some other personal things out, because I remember being a part of the criminal justice or injustice last year when they jailed a journalist. They jailed a journalist July 4th during that week, and they claim the judge wasn't in town, the judge never signed an order, the woman wasn't being held. when I went and put a $20 phone card, because it was suggested by Donna Brown, this will prove if this inmate's in here. Guess what? The inmate was actually in there. Now, they didn't find that inmate until a few days later during a hip-hop workshop on a Saturday at 3 p.m. Imagine that they lied. Or when they were holding another member, activist, King Swisher, and refused to give him his medication, like they hadn't learned that junk with Sean LaVert's passing. But I digress and say that it was very interesting that at that time I went with Fred Ward from the Kadimu Lighthouse Foundation and Ernest Smith before he became councilperson. So this happened a couple of years ago. And we were able to, and Brother Fred said, man, get a man his medicine or else. He got his medication. And another thing that drives me to be a part of this is what we talked about there, and that is this is not supposed to be Lucasville or Marysville or Mansfield. So why is it that you have inmates sitting behind bars for 2 to 3 years or 1 year before even being heard by a judge? And, hey, like Paul Revere, I'm riding in with a warning, people. They would love for us to build a new jail, I guess, so cronies can get contracts and everything. But if these people are going to take the same old Armand Budish or people who can get sheriffs like Sheriff Pinckney or Eric Ivey, who was the warden, yeah, both of them are guilty. But they would look another way to keep the big bosses happy and not bring the big bosses into everything. Why the hell would you spend money on a new county jail and the same fools are going to be running it? Okay, I'm getting off the 16-foot soapbox on that one. I do not apologize. That's probably going to get me into a lot of trouble. Let's go to the 216-209. Before I go to 216-209, I will say you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. The Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. And the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Now let me go to the 216-209. Probably is Warden Ivy, or former Warden Ivy, who's calling to say in between the sentencing, you know, as soon as they get you and they put you behind bars with me, it's on. 216-209. How are you doing out there?
I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey for all those who don't know. And I kind of like want to piggyback off of what you were saying and what Brother Michael Carter was saying, because here's the reason, one of the reasons why census is important is because it prevents gerrymandering. And gerrymandering is a tactic where they use to say, oh, well, this district doesn't have enough people here. We can combine this with this district, and then it eliminates a seat and take away your political clout. And it's loopholes in the law where they're working on closing them, but they're trying to, especially in places in the South. I know they even tried that tactic here in the Cuyahoga area a few years back, and trying to take away electoral votes. So it's very important that you get counted, you register to vote. And here's the thing, people, and I must say this. We must not vote because someone died for it. We must not vote because someone said, oh, you vote. You vote because you're supposed to get leverage on what you need from our government. Just that simple. It is just that simple. And all these other things that they're throwing at you is to call the true, real reason why we truly, really vote. It's not for political clout. It's to gain leverage in your household. And when you don't see it, it's because others didn't feel the same way as you did. So whether it's a law on a traffic law or a kickback on money that you pay for in the store, you vote to get some sort of leverage or some sort of understanding, not for all these other smoke reasons that they throw at you. I'm going to tell you the truth. I just had to clear that up because so many people are running around saying, if you want change, vote. Well, a lot of times you don't get no change when you vote. It's because people
right.
don't feel the same way as you. They don't understand why are we voting. That's why they make the verbiage of the bill so clouded, because it's either a yes or a no. Well, something that easy
mm-hmm.
is because it's somewhat of leverage. So, you know, you just got to keep the understanding of what it's meant to do.
Gotcha.
I'm John from Black Odyssey. We got some more music videos on the way. You can check out our YouTube channel at BLAQODESSYTV. And we got hours of music videos up. We got much, much more coming. We also got music on That Piff, GetRightMusic.com, SoundCloud, and pretty much every major platform that's out there. So check us out, Black Odyssey. Look for us. We got more music coming from us. We got more videos coming from other artists. And we will get with you soon. Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY.
Appreciate that. Feel free to hold a line. And thank you for what you added into the conversation.
No problem.
All right. As a matter of fact, I would like to say that before I go to the 216-255, I want to make sure I get certain things out of the way because actually it was nice to know that we had Suge Knight sitting on city council. I mean, well, actually, you know, if we could get him a death row chain, maybe, just maybe, we wouldn't have to definitely worry about anything else. I would like to say, you know, to Councilman Blaine Griffin, you really don't have to do too much. You already have it. Just put on a death row chain and you can go as Suge Knight. As not tonight's meeting, but last Monday, it was very interesting that Cleveland City Councilman Blaine Griffin did give a good speech at last Monday's City Council meeting. It was a little bit, as people would say, combative. Or authoritarian, yep, authoritarian, as some would say it was elitist, almost. No, he's not a member of my party, he's not conservative. I think you all have him over there on your party as well. But the thing is, the Democrats said, in kind of a us versus them mentality, that when it comes to their constituents, and I don't know if he still, well, maybe he will run in 2021, as expected for mayor of Cleveland, but he was a little bit upset, I guess, because a voter rights forum had been hosted by the Ohio Democratic Party and the Service Employees International Union, which I believe was maybe the Saturday before last Monday's meeting, and it featured as a special guest Stacey Abrams, the voting rights activist and 2018 Georgia gubernatorial candidate. At the event, an SEIU member asked Cleveland City Council President Kevin Kelly to leave. Kelly was escorted out, which kind of makes sense because Cleveland City Council did not do anything to help with the fight for 15. Well, yes, they did. They ran to Columbus at that time and worked with the Republicans down there to make sure that people couldn't vote for the fight for 15. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, City Council upheld a couple of other things to keep people from voting alongside, if I'm not mistaken, the Q deal and City Council and, yeah, a lot of the pastors forced GCC to at least say, you know, some were going to take the petitions out, which left SEIU and the Progressive Caucus saying, what the hell is going on here? So anyway, I can see why they would escort them out. As a matter of fact, the whole lead thing that came up, they refused to accept the signatures this year. So anyway, that had to do with the president. They tossed the president. But, of course, Blaine Griffin decided to at least say, it was maybe unlike anything I've ever seen in my political life, and that it was now incumbent upon the body to make a profound statement, and that city council and its elected members must be respected. All right? We must protect this house. We've got to set a tone that nobody should ever mess with this body. These folks need us because we were duly elected and we put ourselves out there to work hard on behalf of the citizens, not them. The body of this council needs to be shown respect whenever we go anywhere. We need to send a strong message that when you mess with us, you will be dealt with.
Yep. So at least we know that in his ward, if you see him walking up and down East 93rd Street with a death row chain for Halloween, we kind of know why. Now, it's very interesting because this evening, we were at the Aliana DeFries Let's Make a Change Foundation office. You had Iced Out Productions, Fred Barkley Live, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, 35819, Cleveland.com were there. Black Stallions, MC, was there, the Motorcycle Club, and Damon DeFries spoke. Before I do anything else, let's just say that it's very interesting because before I go to the next phone caller who's been waiting so patiently, Damon DeFries, the father of Aliana DeFries, the 14-year-old who was found in an abandoned building, murdered, killed, he wanted to know, wait a minute, why is this person saying they're going to deal with us, the citizens, when Blaine Griffith has done absolutely nothing in that ward, East 93rd Street, and you even had another body that was a 15-year-old shot dead near a vacant house in a field. As a matter of fact, it incensed Brother Damon DeFries, his wife, enough that he spoke on the fact that Blaine Griffith had said, hey, we have $4,000 for a mural and a street to be named, and you haven't done anything in the past going on 3 years now on what you promised. Then Damon dropped the bombshell when Damon DeFries said that he spoke to Mayor Frank G. Jackson 6 Fridays ago, left a message, talked to him directly on the phone and said, I'll keep calling back. I want to work with you on getting rid of the abandoned buildings. You can use me as a point person. It doesn't matter. Let's get things done. Let's work. And for 6 weeks in action, Jackson has definitely not hit him back up at all. Anyway, I'm going to go to the 216-255 phone number, 216-255. That's probably Blaine getting ready to say, Death Row, you owe. Oh, anyway, 216-255. Is this an angry council person? 216-255.
Hey, I'm there. I'm okay. There.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm well. Thank you. Yeah,
no
it's
problem,
funny
no
you mentioned
problem.
Blaine. Well, it's appropriate to mention Blaine Griffith. I know he's in the news and he's making grand statements. But, you know, he's been a political operator for a very long time in Cleveland. When he was the public relations man for the mayor, I don't know if that's the exact title for him, but at that time,
yes, it was.
15 years ago, I was invited by a city employee who was experiencing discrimination because he was an Arab American in the city, Palestinian American, and he had made a complaint, and they were going to have a discussion. A discussion, and I got invited as his spokesperson, and I gladly accepted, and Blaine Griffith was in charge of that little project to air the grievance, and he disinvited me. He did not want me in that room. I went anyway. I was no longer on the agenda to speak for Yasser, but I went anyway, and my eyes stayed fixed on Blaine Griffith through the whole thing. I was on the job. I had to come during my lunch break. I already scheduled to be there, so I said, screw it, I'm coming. I took my time off from work, and I went there, and I just I just sat there and glared at that man for the whole time. He got, you know, Yasser got another person to speak, but he uninvited me. So he's been a political.
Wow.
He's not only done that to me, he's done it to other people too. So that's you know, and he's a big sucky, you know, for the system and for the 1%, for the elite, and all that, you know. So that's all I got to say about him. Now, I just want to thank you for inviting me today to stand with Anthony Tagger, who's been abused by the system, beat up in Newburgh Heights jail, and then promised reparation for that offense, and then turned away again by, I don't know, we don't know who. I mean, so we're going to continue to protest, and I know that you will, so I will be joining you today. It was meaningful and powerful to join you, so I want to appreciate mention that. I appreciate you inviting me. So, very good. Thank you, Al.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. And again, for those who don't know, before we let you off the phone, I was very glad because my thing was, it's just an honor to have you there because we were at the Carl B. Stokes building, the federal courthouse, and it's very interesting that one of the people that I definitely have a lot of respect for as I sit there, it just shocks me a little bit that at 801 West Superior, Carl B. Stokes federal courthouse and building, that unfortunately that is where we needed to be. Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Brother Don Bryant, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Taisha Cole made it out. And I'm just going to say, all they could do was look and take it in. And I think Anthony Tanker, he even hit him with some of the slow jams from his speaker later on once he got his Bluetooth working. And I thank you, Brother Don Bryant, for your sound system. And look forward to at least catching you on the front lines of several different things. As you talked and spoke about that Brother Tanker and his wife had been targeted and definitely being victims of racism, county corruption, and more importantly than that right now, just corruption coming from the courthouse. So, again, thank you so much. And looking at everything that needs to be done right now, I can say that before I go to the 601 area code, I would probably be remiss if I didn't at least let people know something else that might be coming up because, once again, I know what you all say. Hold on just a second. Okay. I would like to say, Angela Y. Davis, did you have the nerve to call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air? Okay, you get one of those infamous shout-outs. I haven't given you one of those infamous shout-outs in my lifetime. So I know once we talk after the program, this will be fun. You earned your first one. I would like to throw out there that what is upcoming, definitely for those who might want to check it out on Facebook, OCT period, October 31st, radio show, fun and fan appreciation. Very simple. It's very simple indeed. My partner, Brother GMS Shakespeare, who was definitely Sheriff Kilroy's international management, a.k.a. Alfred Porter Jr., suggested that we do a fan appreciation give back and listening party that will happen in the community featuring production. We'll play some of the songs that have production from EMAX The Image, HGS Music, Mighty Eagle Crew, and we'll play some personal 216440 favorites and just some R&B tracks before people get busy with the November-December holiday season. Even said, Porter, spend your money and do something and invite people in. And I'm like, cheap by nature, but that's a different story. So what happened on October 31st, everybody listening can come through from 7 to 9 p.m. You might want to get there by 6:30 p.m. At the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters at 15 Kipling Avenue, 44110. It will have Halloween Zumba, by the BBCI official Zumba instructor coordinator Dolores Gray. Costumes are optional. You can wear a costume or you can come normal. In other words, I didn't say come nude. The I'm the Whistleblower t-shirts will be on sale from the Tell It It All Productions at this event. Now, Sister Alonda of the Independent Coalition for Economic Iced Out Productions will give out free candy in front to children from 6 to 8 p.m. So as the children get their candy, they'll be getting it and leaving. They won't be coming inside from 7 to 9 unless they're children of Black on Black Crime Incorporated members or grandchildren or what have you. Then they can come chill back. It's more or less just to meet my fans, chill back, enjoy the space. And the space is available for rent to be used. So if I'm going to tell people that we have a space, I guess I do have to spend my money and show that we have a space. So there we go. My thing is, as I go back to the phone lines, I've got the chance to at least get rid of certain things, certain announcements. I would be remiss if I didn't tell people that at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting on Wednesday, as well as on Thursday, I will have the petitions that you can sign. Now, you're probably saying, petitions for what? Well, it's because it's the end arbitrator's bias in favor of police. Due to persistent arbitrator's bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public, we, the underlying advocate, the state supported, local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Committee for Social Justice. And also, before I go to my phone line, I guess I'm showing off that I can read a little bit, but I'm proud of my Cleveland Public School education. Thank you. Thank you very much. Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters is at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. The meeting's every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. We do have an event coming up from 7 to 9 on Thursday that I just told you about. You can bring your kids in to a safe environment, the grab and go. And that's this coming Thursday. Now, community ministries are Sundays at 10 a.m. Youth and family marriage counseling by appointment, Pastor Ernest Harris, 216-835-9704. Survivors, victims of tragedy, grief support, Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and a repast under 100 people. Inquire at 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070. Last number is 216-804-7462. That last number. Use it after the show ends. And the floral arrangements by Maddie B's Flowers, 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. Man, I need some water. Let's go to the, I see a 601-513 phone number. I'm not really sure of the area code. For all I know, it could be our current commander-in-chief who might be a little bit upset that at Game 5 of the World Series. The D.C. area, no less, that they booed him when his face appeared and his name was announced, and he had cheers of lock him up, lock him up, lock him up. Either that or it could be a vindicated Hillary Clinton caller that say, lock him up, lock him up, lock him up. Anyway, I'm going to the 601 area code, 601. How are you this evening?
How are you doing, my good brother? How's everything going with you?
Oh, I'm doing. Everything is going well. What about yourself?
Well, you know, work is going pretty good. The campaign is still mustering along, which is not to be expected with someone of a no-name, unknown. But I'm still believing in the run because I believe something bigger than myself. And the people that are running right now do not have what it takes to bring this nation together. And again, let me just introduce myself to ones who don't know me. My name is Michael D. Landingham. I am the presidential candidate for president in 2020, locally from Cleveland, Ohio, the land. And the reason I'm running is because I care about trying to bring people together on the merits of what connects us all, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Besides living in the past too much, we can't face forward. It's kind of hard to drive a car on the freeway forward when you're always looking backwards. You're going to get in a lot of accidents. And so I just try to simplify things because if you simplify things, you can find the answers a lot quicker. But when you complicate things, And that's what people are doing, especially in Congress and in government. We can't see clearly. And when it comes to race, there's another reason why we can't see the wrongs instead of the rights. So
okay,
that's my reason for running. And we're looking for people to donate to our campaign. We already heard about the donors, the Democratic donors, saying that the people that are running, they are not going to waste any more money on them because they don't believe they can beat Donald Trump. They said about Elizabeth Warren. So they already, it's already looking bad. It's already looking, starting to look a whole lot better when Hillary won and they thought they were going to win her after that. But right now, we have a chance, a very opportunity, a very much a good opportunity for someone fresh, someone new, someone of the people, for the people, by the people, that'll run for the highest office in the land, that is humble, that has have a proven track record in order to bring people together with love, compassion, sternness, firmness, and the truth. And if you have somebody like that, that can talk about race and to make people feel comfortable about race, and people can learn from that and grow, that is a plus sign for all Americans to share, to be a part of. But we still live in fear and hate and not letting go. And that's one reason why I'm so effective on how my messaging is, because I let go. Don't get me wrong. I never forget what happened to us or where I come from. Never will, never has happened, never will happen. But the main principle is if we keep holding on to this hate, this poison, it's eat away at us, at our core, and we lose sight of who we were supposed to become. So that's the real reason why I'm running for president, because I believe we can bring back the status quo of how it's supposed to be instead of the status quo of fear and hate and divisiveness.
Got you. I want to say I thank you very much. I have followed your messages. I do watch when you give your speeches, and I want to say I'm very impressed with the fact that no matter who you're talking to, whatever audience, it's still the same. So, you know, with that being said, if you can let us know how we can continue and other people can continue to do what I'm doing and follow your campaign.
Well, I'm on all, my name is Michael D. Landingham. It's like landing the plane. My last name is like landing the plane and going ham. Michael D, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, middle initial D. I'm on Facebook. My movement, campaign movement is called All Lives United, .. the movement. All lives matter. What matters is if all those lives are united by our common core principles and our common core responsibilities. So you can check me out on there. I'm on Instagram, my last name, then first name, YouTube. I'm on everywhere. So just Google me if you can't directly find me. My name, you'll see all my videos where I spoke at the Republican National Convention. When I've spoken in a lot of other venues. There's more venues there. There's more venues I want to speak at. But under the situation that I'm going through right now, and in time, I will tell the American people what's going on. But first of all, I'm thinking about my safety. So overall, that's all I can say about that. But all in due season. God may not come on the time when you want him, but when he comes right on time, every time. So you can follow me on that. We need donations. We need donations. So you can donate on the GoFundMe account on there. All the links are on my main page and our PayPal. We're just getting started. And it's slow and steady, but it's not how you start the race. It's how you finish. And I intend to finish to win, for all of us to win.
Thank you so much. Hey, feel free to hold a line, and thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
No problem. And likewise to you, too. As a matter of fact, we appreciate you, and we'll definitely take that blessing. Let me go to, of course, finish certain things off by saying that you can, if you choose, Twitter, Alfred, P-O-R-T-R-J-R, 1, that's number 1. OPN Radio is definitely on Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Also, you can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Facebook Champagne Bang. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. The Wednesdays, blackonblackcleveland.com is the web for blackonblackcleveland.com. That's the website. Before I do anything else, I also want to let people know that I appreciate you all once again for taking the time to tune in, because if you didn't, man, I wouldn't even be able to be on this program. It would just be me talking, and nobody wants to hear that for too long. As I go to 216-702, 216-702, how are you doing out there?
What's up, Al? How you doing? We just did a criminal justice, the blueprint to the injustice of criminal justice reform in Cuyahoga County. Big shout out to my panelists and all the people that came. I'm getting great feedback. And it was just a blessing to be able to collab with Americans for Prosperity and Black on Black at the Black on Black headquarters, Inner City Republican Movement. We still around, alive, and active.
I'm glad. We talked a lot about that early on. We had no choice but to talk about it. I couldn't believe the food lineup. See, I felt real bad because, you know, the past few weeks, wherever I went, I was telling people, lunch will be provided, no box lunch, from Zanzibar. And, I mean, everything was so laid out. Desserts that catered in from Sister Brenda Jacobs. That's all I can say about that. And to have people who are running for Congress, as well as the fact we had, of course, Judge Marilyn B. Cassidy come through. What was so important about you getting a cross panel of people? Because we have people from both parties and working together for criminal justice reform. What was so important for you?
What was the most important, that to actually have both sides talking about what's really important in the Black community, which is criminal justice, and for them to all be on one accord and wanting to inform the community of facts that could help them when they left off of Black on Black property. That was the most important. You know, Billy Sharp, attorney Eddie Siplin, Adele Pasolaca, attorney, you know, Michael Canty, Brenda Bickerstaff, you know, Al Porter Jr., Kareem Hinton, you know, it was just, like I say, it was the blueprint to eliminating the injustice. And I'm just happy that everybody showed up, people came out, spent some time, gathered some knowledge, empowered themselves, and actually got a chance to get a good lunch.
All the time. So anything coming up you would like to say to the people?
Well, right now I'm getting ready to be working on public participation in Cleveland City Council. And I'm going to need people eventually to hop on the bus with me. And just like I take care of you when we in Cleveland, I'm going to take care of you the same way on South 71 South, going and coming back. And I just want the people to know it's an injustice for us to be paying taxes and cannot speak at our own city council. And they tell us, well, we allow y'all to speak at a committee meeting. Well, the glitch with that is you have to be invited to be able to speak, or for them to even invite you to the table to even speak at a committee meeting. That's why we want public participation at city council.
I thank you very much, because that's what everybody has been murmuring and whispering and talking about, and it looks like, I can see that actually happening, and I want to thank you for taking up that cause.
Oh, you're welcome, bro. Be safe. Thank you for all that you do, and hopefully I see you sometime tomorrow.
Yes, you will, and thank you again. As a matter of fact, I'm glad that what was just said was said, because tomorrow, 5 p.m., 123rd Imperial Avenue, it's the 10-year, we will say remembrance. You know, we couldn't let it go. Certain people said let it go. But after 10 years, and it still, and sometimes when you pass by,
it looks like a Congo out there with just high weeds and everything else. And instead of the city doing right with the money that was supposed to be used for a memorial, calm down. No need to get on an 18-foot stepladder for any soapbox. But instead, they let it grow like Jungle Jim's playground. And for me, it's very interesting because pastors like Jimmy Gates and Bishop Ward and a couple of others who were supposed to do right after money was collected didn't do anything. As a matter of fact, it was a bunch of activists who were out there. Shout out to the Brown Report newspaper for taking the lead when Brother Art said, hey, it's on you. What should we do? To clean up the freaking lot and the lot across the street. And it's very interesting because 11 women, queens, sisters, lost their lives there. The last phone caller was General Donald Walker Brown, who was there and did the follow through as well. And we knew there was some junk going on in the game from pastors and other people in the city. And it's very interesting that on the west side, that, and it's not to trivialize anybody's pain, but my thing is, at least if they're able to build up a memorial and do something for the three young ladies who were held in captivity, yep, for years, then why the hell couldn't our selected or elected black leaders follow through? Why didn't the organized religions over in that Mount Pleasant area do what they should have done, like on 112 in Kinsman, at that particular church? So, like I say, not going to go there right now, but tomorrow we will remember because we have to remember, and anybody who chooses not to, I understand and overstand, but right now, it's the fact that we need to have some sort of resolve, to have some sort of freaking follow-through. That's where I am right now. My thing is, as I look at the time that's about to go, I should let people know that, you know, with our last hip-hop workshop that came through, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was the October episode, where you had people like Mama Porter, Dantes Taylor, Vivian L. Sharp, you had Sandy Dita doing Zumba, Brooklyn D, Shaka Drayton, Rock Reed, Poppy Chulo, Alonzo, Ty Smith, of course Shakespeare, Mr. Ronnie B, 108 Vision did the Hip Hop Workshop News, plus performed alongside Sheriff Kilroy, G-Wiz, a.k.a. Poppy Chulo, Lorenzo Saunders, HGS Family, Christopher, of course, King Squisha, Teresa McNeil, Dolores Gray, did her official Zumba, Chanita, Robin Lewis, a.k.a. L. Reezy, Yak, Shima, J.D. Stauber. Definitely we had King Squisha, who spoke from the heart about his years' experience, OPN, and now working alongside Player T in Hollywood in the Hood. Jazz of Two Truths spoke ongoing from being a writer and a performer to learning production, as is was spoke about from, definitely we had As Is. The As Is was a guest from 108 Vision. Like I say, G-Wiz definitely spoke on the brand, new idea to help black people to a new, definitely, post and position. Preston Pickett of Black Studies Department showed up, and like I say, Vivian L. Sharp, Senior Diva, performed. It was a very, very strong workshop. We expect to at least do some stronger things at this coming workshop. One song I have not played in a little while, I just haven't. So I think it would be incumbent on me to at least find one of my favorite personal tracks from Black Odyssey. Again, I want to say I at least thank you all for tuning in and continue to tune in for each and every Monday. And I just thank you. I do. I honestly do. I feel like I have some of the best people who listen. I haven't heard this song in a little while. Kingpin, Black Odyssey. Peace.
Kingpin fantasies. kingpin fantasies. Fantasies of a black man in the ghetto.
Big jerk.
Lord help us as we cry and pray. Another young mother, better judge, don't take her son away. Prison is the home for most hood niggas. Either your flesh is slave or your brain is a slave. It all started out with needing some money. Now them lames in your circle, now the game is funny. Trouble's 1 second in, but a lifetime out. I thank the Lord every day for changing my route. Conditions is so broke, niggas turning slavery to hope. Fantasies in my ghetto is kingpin dreams. Rocks the fiends, powder on triple beams. Criminal tombs, digital scales. Niggas making bail, street numbers turning prison numbers. Niggas only balling for one summer. Sacrifice your life for the lowest dope price. The kid got niggas calling for Christ. Oh Lord.
No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies. No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies.
Okay, now ain't nobody giving a fuck. We just trying to get this money up, hoping I can make it out this dump that we call home. Hey, Mr. Police, I'm just trying to feed my home. Got me addicted to gripping the chrome, busting at niggas that wanna see me gone. Like fuck the tough shit, I let a pump spit at a pump, bitch. I we can pour the gasoline on them. Now all you see is the bones, and I'm chilling, weeding the bone. Chill, I'm on some new shit, but still I represent the crew, bitch. Lucky Luke sick like who snitched. Roots for all niggas, never talk. Nigga, art's off with the pictures. You saw from the beginning. Lost or not listen, I pay attention. As I glance at the bitches in my G stance, like who with it? Looking at my system, I ain't too sipping. Food twisted, my nigga barbecue the chicken. Cleaver full of liquor.
No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies, kingpin fantasies. No more nickel and diamond. I'm going for the gold and the diamond. Moving weight cause I'm shining. Moving weight cause I'm grinding. Kingpin fantasies.
Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Hoping and wishing that shit ain't gonna pay my rent. So I move through the hood like what's good. Trying to get money like you should. A bad boy trying to do good. Serving smoke to fiends and teens. So my fam, they can live their dreams. No more hustling corners. And them broke days for us is a goner. I'm ballin', I can give you a loner. Smell the aroma. Leave you niggas sleep in the coma. When it comes to my money, look. Looking funny, and my kids looking bummy. Niggas try to play you for a dummy, so you up pipe. Show them what that life is like. But I'd rather speak these words through a mic and live life right and still get some sleep at night. But these bitches try to force your hand, trying to snitch, get you on the stand. And your girl fucking your best friend, who you thought was your right hand. But that shit wasn't part of the plan. Damn, kingpin fantasies. Kingpin fantasies, kingpin fantasies.